Good evening, Watson.
Evening, Holmes.
I trust your rounds were not too onerous and your patience not too demanding?
No more so than usual, Holmes. Your note was a little short on information, and your prose, as always, rather terse. You need my assistance with a knotty problem?
If I had a knotty problem, as you term it, then I would only be too glad to share it with you. But I have an announcement to make.
Oh, that sounds rather pretentious.
You may certainly see it as such. I am retiring, Watson.
I have never seen you as retiring. Little diffident, maybe.
Ah, good old Watson. A dose of your porky humor is nearly always welcome, even if at times I fail to understand it fully. As you may have gathered and chosen to ignore, I have decided to retire from this profession of mine.
To do what?
I cannot imagine the sight of you in carpet slippers sitting beside the fire in a state of torpor. No more can I, my friend. I have a worthwhile goal in mind to fill my days. I shall keep bees.
Bees?
Indeed, Watson, bees.
But you know nothing about bees or the keeping of them.
Is that so? Pray, have a look at the volumes on the dining table. There you see Langstroth on the honeybee, Roots Essential, the ABC of Bee Culture, and Playfair's Of the Care and Knowledge of Bees, Their Management and Natural History, containing an account of the singular mode of generation by which they are produced. What do you think?
I think that Playfair should have been advised by his publisher to come up with a rather more enticing title for his tome.
Perhaps he did not share your love of penny dreadfuls. My hives are ordered. Langstroth hives, in fact, with tried and tested Quinby frames. My colony will soon follow.
Is Mrs. Hudson aware of the changes to her yard?
There will be no changes to her yard, for I am decamping to Sussex. I have taken a villa at Fulworth on the edge of the Southern Downs. It fulfills my requisites to the letter. Enough land to indulge my new hobby, peace, quiet and seclusion, and the glorious country and sea views that you have been known to wax most lyrically about.
I remember well your own comments on the countryside, remarking on the impunity with which crimes may be committed there. If I waxed lyrically, it was to countermand your own somewhat jaundiced view of the delights of country living. Yet you were brought up in the country, so I never quite understood your antipathy toward it.
As to that, I cannot profess to have any great antipathy towards it, not in reality. My own childhood, spent in the moors of North Yorkshire, was relatively happy, notwithstanding certain tensions within the family circle. I was much like any other child, you'll be surprised to learn. I climbed my fair share of trees, slid down hayricks aplenty, and rambled the fields with a toy bow and arrow, imagining myself to be a big game hunter.
With Mycroft as companion in these adventures?
Nay, Mycroft was neither built for such pursuits, or indeed had the inclination. And remember, he is 7 years older, which would have tended to exclude sibling adventuring. I was a solitary child, which will not be any great surprise to you, even if the nature of my pastimes does. My chosen profession colored the countryside for me. The pastoral scenes of my childhood were tainted by murders, beatings, blackmail, robberies, and the like in leafy Surrey, the gardens of Kent, or the downs of Sussex. But now, as I free myself from the shackles of detecting, I can rediscover the love of the countryside I once had.